It's All Things Considered on 90.3. I'm Tony Ganser. As we leave the summer months, you'd be forgiven for thinking a discussion about Project Icebreaker had something to do with winter planning. But it's actually the name of a Lake Erie wind project that's been talked about for a year. It might actually be on its way to reality, too. And a Cleveland company is leading the charge. Elizabeth Miller of Great Lakes Today joins us now for an update on this project. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Tony.
So first of all, remind us, why is this wind farm called Project Icebreaker?
The Great Lakes tend to freeze during the winter, even though the last couple of years haven't really shown that. So a project like this needs a strong foundation for the wind turbines to break the ice.
Aha, okay. Nothing to do with snow, which is good news. The proposed plan is 6 wind turbines, 8 to 10 miles off the shore of Cleveland. Now, where are we with the planning and the permitting for all this?
So it takes a lot of work and approvals to install wind turbines in the middle of Lake Erie. So organizers of the project, an organization called the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation, or LEEDCO, has had to secret permits from the Ohio EPA, the Ohio Power Siting Board, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And this is for different purposes, fulfilling water quality requirements, making sure it's safe for the environment, and fulfilling sections of the Clean Water Act.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, there was an open house in Lakewood, and this was in response to an environmental assessment from the Department of Energy. You were at that open house. What did you learn? Anything you notice from the meeting?
So while I was there, I probably saw about between 50 and 75 people shuffling through. There were different poster boards set up, and you had representatives from the Coast Guard, LEEDCO, the Department of Energy, and mm-hmm. Limnotech, who did some of the environmental assessments for fish. So in terms of fish, there's a pretty minimal impact. So the Central Lake Erie Basin is a dead zone. Some parts of it is a dead zone for fish, which means there's no oxygen, no fish. And so Limnotech conducted fish surveys last year to identify any fish present. And so they found less than 10 larval fish and juvenile fish, so little baby fish. Then, of course, this research will continue through construction and through operation for some time. Birds and bats is a little different, and I know a lot of people have been worried about that. The draft assessment says the impact on these populations would be minor, and so they suggest the organizers of the Project Icebreaker to add a flashing red light on the turbines so that birds will avoid it, particularly migratory songbirds. And so they also want LEEDCO to provide a bird and bat conservation plan to reduce the number of collisions.
From the environment now to kind of the business side of this, a few months ago you checked in with this Project Icebreaker to see how they were selling the wind power from it. What's going on with that now?
Well, I hear positive things. I checked in with Chadwick Bird, who's in charge of selling the rest of the power. They've got about 40% left to sell. He told me that the Lake Erie Energy Development Corporation is finalizing agreements with a company called American Municipal Power. And so they provide power to several communities across the region. And so what AMP will do once they agree to take on the power, they'll try and sell it to their communities.
Mm-hmm. And there's another public hearing for the project coming later this year?
Yes, on November 8th, the Ohio Power Siting Board is holding a public hearing at Cleveland City Hall.
Elizabeth Miller from Great Lakes Today telling us about a proposed wind project looking to be moving forward in Lake Erie. Elizabeth, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.